understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, a doozy. What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? You never thought about yourself. What would happen? It is really an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about anywhere in the world, we're heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. And so different time zone for different folks, different stroll for different folks, and so on and so on, and Scooby, Scooby, Scooby. If you can podcast the show if you're not able to just sit and watch it because you got to run around and protest against ICE or protest against the death of Charlie Kirk or celebrate the return of that guy on the nightly show, and you just don't have time to watch the show, or you just got to go to the gym or whatever. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone. I mean, on your phone. Jimmy Kimmel, whatever his name. You can listen on your phone no matter where you are, at the protest, at the gym, at lunch, whatever, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour's coming up in the third hour. Well, you got to let me know when Bill is ready. He's not ready yet, right? I'm sorry?
No, he's ready.
He is ready? He is here, your friend and my friend, and hopefully at some point, the next president of the United States of America. He is one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, and he is here the last of every month. And I can't believe the end of September is here already. I'm like, what the... Bill Lockwood. He is the host of Patriotic Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And I really want to encourage, I'm not playing. Y'all know I don't say it unless I mean it. I really want you to support Bill. He's doing some amazing work. And maybe one day he will become the president of this great nation. Go to American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com and make a donation there, all right? Bill.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Amazing, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, I wanted to tell you, first of all, that the website American Liberty with Bill Lockwood is closed down. So the people can't go there at all. So we've changed over to Patriotic Pulpit, but I don't have a button by which they can donate at this particular time. So we're trying to fix that. But at any rate, yeah. So it's patrioticpulpit.com and then Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood, right?
So they should go there to support you?
Well, I don't know how they could. I don't think it's set up to donate yet. The man who's working behind the scenes on that, he hasn't given me confirmation that it's set up yet.
Oh,
so,
okay. So yeah, right now, anyway, there's no way they can, as far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's correct. I mean, I'm going to send it to me, but I mean, you know, my physical address. But be that as it may, that donate button is not there.
So how it feel to be white and can't get any support? It's hard on the white man in America.
That's the way it's always been. As far as I'm concerned, at least, you know, support is very, very slow and very little. So
are you on YouTube and Spotify?
I am. Yes, sir. I'm on YouTube and Spotify and Amazon Music app also. That's correct.
So they could go there then at some point, right?
They could, yeah, they could go there. I don't know how that works, really, as
me
far as...
either. Hake just told me that they can go to YouTube or Spotify.
Okay, yeah, Hake's right. So as far as supporting, I'm not sure how that will function, really.
I don't either, but I think they can do it.
Okay.
So Bill, let me ask, what's your... Because I want to ask you about the Charlie Kirk situation, but what's your impression of everything that's happening today in the country and around the world, but especially in the country, America?
Well, in the country, I'm going to say that we are seeing that the Democrats are lawless people. They are a lawless party. Here's the situation. The law of the United States tells us who can come in and who cannot come in. And that's the law that has been passed by Congress. According to our Constitution, that's how it works. And that is that our legislators, whether it be the House of Representatives or the Senate, must pass the laws. And that's how we regulate, for example, immigration, who comes in and who does not come in. But the Democrats don't like that. They don't want to enforce the law. They want to tear down the law, but they can't pass the laws in Congress. So they go in, just like this morning, and shoot up, I don't know if it's a Democrat or not, but someone shot up the ICE detention facility in Dallas, Texas. But what
that
we have...
happened this morning?
Yes, sir, yeah. That's going on right now as we speak.
It's, really?
So someone was shooting at the Sally Port in Dallas on I-35, which is the ICE detention facility. So right now, I think James Haight can look it up there for you. But yeah, it's going on right now. But the point I'm making simply is the Democrats continue to rail and rant against enforcing the law. Even the Democratic governor of your state, California, he rants against enforcing the law. They don't want the law to be enforced. They don't like the law. They can't pass the laws by the Congress. So they are absolutely creating havoc in America because of that. That's what's going on. Not only that, but when someone stands up like Charlie Kirk and speaks for Christian values, what did he speak? Well, he spoke about curtailing immigration. That is, let's have lawful immigration. He is against abortion, against transgenderism, against transgender surgeries for minors. He was against all of that. He spoke out, and they call that hate speech, which really is speech that they hate. That is, these are ideas that they hate. They despise, and so they're going to resort to violence to take it out. Just as I've seen on YouTube's Democratic congressmen, congresswomen in Chicago area running around warning illegals that ICE is coming and to resist, resist, resist. I was just like, so this is where this is what we are. We are a country of laws, but the Democratic Party represents lawlessness, period. That's the end of the story.
So, and you're right, and I see it everywhere. The Democrats are not, because I'm sure their voters see them acting that way too, supporting the lawbreakers rather than the citizens of this country. The Democrats are not concerned that their voters are not going to vote for them anymore, or do they expect the voters to vote for them knowing that they're fighting against what's right?
Well, okay, just like Mondami in New York City, the socialists like to clothe their ideas in nice platitudes, such as we're going to take care of everybody. There's going to be government-run grocery stores, and we'll take care of everybody. And that is helping us to rely on government, and we are not having any independent spirit at all. So that's how they cloak everything, as if we'll take care of you, the government will take care of you, in spite of the fact that throughout the history of mankind, especially the last two centuries, government control of these things is an abysmal failure, just as it was stated and predicted by our founding fathers. It's not going to work. It will not work because we're not tapping into human initiative and human responsibility. People are responsible for their own behavior and for what they themselves do and what they themselves accumulate and how they earn a living. People are responsible for that. But if you remove that responsibility, that's a safety net, to be sure. But it absolutely is how they sell it. So that's how the Democrats are selling it and how they're going to continue to sell it.
What is it? I remember growing up, and I did grow up from childhood to now. And when I was growing up, it was unheard of for the blacks to rely on the government or anyone else at that time. And black people just took, for the most part, black people relied on themselves. If they need a little extra sugar or salt for the meal, they'll go borrow from the neighbor and pay it back. What happened to human nature? And now the blacks, not all, but most, as most people are today, they're so easily willing to give up themselves and let the government or somebody take care of them, and they lose their identity when they do it. Why are people so willing to let the, to a point that people like Mondami knows that the blacks and others are going to vote for him because they're going to get something free or expect to?
Correct.
What happened to human nature that is so unwilling to be independent?
Well, I think
maintain independence.
I think the truth is, Jesse, that minds like water seek the lowest level. And that's exactly what socialism does to people. It seeks the lowest level. And that is, instead of personal responsibility and personal accountability for my actions and the living that I earn and making myself responsible for my sins, instead of that, we always blame someone else. And it goes back to the Garden of Eden. The woman that you gave me, she gave me the fruit to eat. So
yeah.
It's just we pass the responsibility. At the same time, we pass our own identities away, as you put it, our identities and our accountability. We simply pass it off. And so socialism dehumanizes mankind. It just as an illustration. So we are reticent to help individuals today who are standing on the street corners. Everybody sees them saying, I need help. And but we are reticent. We are slow to help those individuals. They don't stop and give them money. Some people do give them a couple dollars. But why is that the case? Well, because that when we recognize the fact that my tax money, I pay huge taxes so that I have to work two and three jobs all the time. My wife works and it continues to go that way simply to pay the government who is paying them. Then you do shut up the strings of your heart and say, you know what? I'm already paying for your support.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is go down here to the welfare office or go to some place in Wichita Falls and it's going to be tax supported. And I'm already paying for all of that. So it closes up, it closes up the compassion of our heart. And that's what socialism does. So we have people who are socialistic in mindset, and they have, for example, the free phones in the schools. And now they say, well, no phones in schools. Well, all those who have the free phones, they just, well, and people who don't have free phones, they don't want to remove them. Yeah. They just, no, don't take them from me. Those are all teeny boppers who have it free from their parents or from the government.
Yeah.
They have these, no, you're not going to take that away from me. And they get angry if you think about it.
What a mess.
It is a mess.
I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I cannot imagine living a life and not fighting for my, fighting to stay free. And because I love being free. I know you run into so many situations in life, but I love being free. I love overcoming my issues. And I totally love that. I remember once I was, when I first moved to L.A., I got on the welfare because I was told by the blacks that they would give you free money, free food, and pay your rent and everything, right? And I wanted to smoke pot. And so I knew I couldn't function if I smoked pot. So,
okay.
So I went and,
okay.
I went and told the people at the welfare office, hey, I smoke pot. I can't work. I can't function. And so they paid my rent. They gave me free food stamps. They gave me everything free. But after a while, I didn't like that because I felt like I was losing myself. I felt myself becoming weaker in life. And so I got off because I didn't like the feeling of being weak. I can't imagine giving into weakness and then just staying weak. There has to be something in us, in people, that will want to fight back to become independent again. But it seems like most people don't fight to be independent.
I think you're exactly right. I'll tell you another. This is a short story.
I do want to tell you this. Hold on, sir. It was hard for me to get off welfare. I remember they were going to send me another check. I made up my mind, I'm going to get off, right? They were going to send me for that month. They were going to send me another check. And one part of me was saying, okay, tell them no, don't send it. And then the other part was saying, say yes, say yes, say yes. And so I just told them, no, don't send another check. I had to tell them no. But the old nature wanted me to say yes to that last check, but I said no to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because when someone hands you a check, let's say a $1,000 check, and say, that, of course, we all are struggling to make ends meet. So it's hard to turn that down.
Yeah.
But once you take it, but the point is, since the government as at federal level has a welfare system, we don't see exactly how that actually works. And so it's tempting to take it. So I have taken welfare in the past too. So I'll tell you this. I was preaching in Earl, Arkansas for a short time, which is right near West Memphis, Arkansas. And you know that territory over there in the Delta country. And the town, Earl, Arkansas, was at that time, I guess, about 90% black. And I got along well with him. We had a black man in the congregation. And I remember I went to his house one day to visit him. He said, "You're the first white man that's ever been to my house in my lifetime." And he was an older man. But anyway, so when I was there, I was making less than $20,000 a year preaching, Jesse. And next door to the parsonage where I lived was the old church building. They had built a new one before I got there, but it was an old building, and they had now turned it into a welfare office. And I watched streams of people going into that welfare office. And they would come out with all kinds of food and things for the babies. I had small children at home. And then I go to the tax man, and I had to pay like almost $1,000 on income taxes, and I didn't have a penny in savings.
Yeah.
So I was so frustrated and so angry about the whole situation. So I just went next door and I said, "You know what? I'm going to get some of my money back." And I went next and they said, "Oh yeah, you qualify for." So I was on food stamps, I was on everything they had.
Yeah.
WIC, I was on the WIC program.
Yeah.
And so I tell that story, and people say, "Well, you're a hypocrite. Well, you know what? But I was paying into the system, and people were living off of it, and I couldn't even live off of it myself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, eventually I was able to get off of it. But, you know, that that's exactly the temptation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to get on it because, yeah, it's easier. And you're paying for other people to be on it, so why not?
Yeah. I remember, Bill, when I told them, no, don't send that check, right? And it was for a lot of money, too. And the devil would tell me, after I turned it down and time went, the devil would tell me, oh, I can't believe you let that money go. They would have sent, they would have sent you that check. They never would have known. But I knew it was the devil telling me that I got past it. But that is amazing. I cannot imagine not fighting for me, you know, my own life.
Right.
But
right.
I don't see men and women. It's rare now that men and women fight for themselves to maintain independence, to be free.
Right, to be free, and yeah. to be free from the shackles of big government
yes.
that actually takes half of what we earn and redistributes it, which is nothing more or less than socialism. That's what it is. And so it is very discouraging because of the tax situation. Matter of fact, the graduated tax base, the graduated tax, income tax base that we have is nothing but socialism because the government protects less my money than those who are in a lower income bracket.
Yeah.
My money is less protected, so it's not equal protection at all. So I pay more percentage-wise of my income than those in lower tax brackets.
Yeah.
So it is all so discouraging because we have got into socialism. But let me tell you, FDR and LBJ knew what they were doing when they did it. And LBJ said, I'm going to have all the blacks voting Democrat from now on. And it's exactly what happened.
Yeah. A mess. What a yeah. mess. So
right.
Hate just gave me the breaking news there that you made from BBC. Multiple injuries and fatalities in shooting at ICE facility in Texas. Fox 4, 3 people shot, an active shooter situation. What a mess. Is that
terrible?
What's going on in Texas right now?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Right in Dallas, Texas. That's correct. Yeah. So at the ICE facility, they have looked like about 40 police cars, ambulances, and emergency vehicles around it.
Oh.
It's right on I-35. So if you're on I-35 east, you know, you better go another way because all those access roads are cut off.
And now they're reported suspect turned a gun on himself and dead. Identified
right.
as a white man, Fox 4 Dallas, Fort Worth. That's coming from Fox 4 Dallas, Fort Worth. Apparently, the guy is dead now, and he turned the gun on himself after hurting others.
That's what I understand, that he killed himself. So,
yeah.
But the point is, the larger point is, that this ginning up of hate
yeah.
that is done by the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaib of Congress and Ilhan Omar, which who hate America. They
yeah.
hate America.
Yeah.
America's an idea. They hate America. And you heard Rashida Tlaib the other day just scorching, yelling out after they told her to shut up in Congress. Your
yeah.
time is up. And she kept yelling at Byron Donald. They hate America. But this is the kind of thing that takes place when they continue to foment this hate. And here's another interesting thing, too, Jesse. You know, I remember several years ago when Obama and even when Biden was president, you know what? The left shut down free speech on Facebook and they shut down free speech on X. And they said, you can't talk about the vaccines that way. You can't question the government narrative. Remember that?
Yes.
Yep. Well, now the shoe's on the other foot. They're saying, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. I said, well, yeah, because people want to say, hey, you know what? We're going to cut off Jimmy Kimmel, you know, but yeah, they oh no, oh no, all of a sudden they discover freedom of speech.
What a mess.
What a mess.
So, Bill, I know that, do you have to go, how much
no,
time do you
no,
have?
I have all the time in the world. How,
oh,
how
okay.
long does the show go for?
3 hours.
Okay, I'm here for 3 hours.
I want to ask you about Charlie Kirk. Did you know him? Were you aware of him before he was assassinated?
I did not know him. I never had the privilege of meeting Charlie Kirk, and
oh,
I wish
okay.
that I had. But I was aware of him, and I saw him as a guest sometimes on Fox News. I also saw
right.
clips of him speaking to students, and I thought, Here's a man who's going into the lion's den. That is right on college campuses where Marxist professors and socialistic professors are preaching hate and intolerance. And you saw that intolerance and hate and the confused brainwashing that the students were exemplifying when they came to the microphone. I thought, wow, this guy, he is great. And he had great answers. He knew his stuff. He never spoke hate speech. You know, it's kind of interesting. The Marxist professors follow Karl Marx. Karl Marx called blacks gorillas and things like that. Karl Marx was the racist and just absolutely that way. But they follow Karl Marx. That's hate speech. But Charlie Kirk never participated in anything like that. And they say, well, he's hateful because he opposed transgenderism. He opposed minor sex changes on minor children. He opposes homosexual marriage. He says marriage between a man and a woman. He opposed abortion. All of them are biblical positions, and he did it asking people, just like you do, to debate the issue right here at a microphone. Just come up and let's discuss it right now. Let's have a discussion. But that is something that the left cannot stand, and that is open dialogue and debate. They don't like the clash of ideas. And so they always resort to violence, as we see taking place in America. And we're going to see more of it, I think, unfortunately, just as is exemplified in Dallas this morning.
And did you see pictures or videos of the assassination with a child when they shot him in the neck and the blood came out and all that? Did you see that?
I did. You know, I watched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I watched it, but I didn't want to go back and watch it. It was too graphic for me. I don't like it. I know a lot of people probably are not of that opinion because they see that kind of stuff portrayed on Hollywood screen all the time. But it was so sad and heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And it tore my heart to see that taking place.
Mine
and I,
too.
And I just, I thought, I can't watch that again.
It was different seeing it than just hearing about it. If I had just heard Charlie was assassinated and what happened, it would not have affected me in as much as it did when I actually saw it happen. And so it made a difference. And it was the same thing for that young girl that was assassinated on a train there in North Carolina, somewhere, South Carolina.
Right.
When that guy stabbed her in the neck.
Yeah.
She wasn't bothering anyone. And I had the same effect with her that when they killed her like that.
Well, and he said as he walked off, I got that white girl.
Yeah.
I got that white girl. So this is what people are not recognizing in America. And there is a lot of hate in the minority communities or the majority community. There's hate. And not, as you say, not all. There's a lot of great people who are minorities, but this is generated by the left, a hate for the majority culture. And that's exactly what I think his name is, DeCarlos Brown in South Carolina on that train. That's what he was about. And he killed that girl. The same thing happened regarding, for example, in Dallas, this was maybe 6 months ago, where that young track guy was killed.
Oh, yeah.
By a black young man who was in the wrong tent. And he said, hey, you're in the wrong tent. You need to go. He just took out a knife and stabbed him to death right there. And I said, you know what? This is so much violence coming particularly and mainly from the left. And you know what? It's not. Here, look at the difference. When, for example, George Floyd was killed and he was killed, I'm not justifying what happened there when Derek Chauvin killed him. But what happened? Okay, Derek Chauvin faced justice later, but the country was on fire.
Yeah.
Now, when Charlie Kirk was killed, what happened? You've seen prayer vigils, people preaching at his funeral. They preached the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a difference. What a difference.
Yeah, I got to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to just ask you a few more questions about this Charlie Kirk situation. 888-77-JESSE. And then I'm going to get to you guys' calls here. I see the boys. Welcome back in a moment.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God.
No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11. Energy everywhere. They call him American Anchor Baby King from 11 to 1. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very, very interesting discussion with Kyla Turner. And Kyla is a political commentator, social media influencer, and the host of Not So Erudite YouTube channel. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Women are so emotional and illogical, they can't make the right choice.
If women can't choose, then they can't sin.
Satan is the woman's God, and evil comes through the woman.
I don't think that that's a Christian belief, no.
And why not?
I would say that that's heretical. I don't think anyone theologically agrees with you.
See, this is why women shouldn't be voted. They're too emotional.
What's emotional about this?
You're not making logical decisions.
Well, I think I'm being more logical than you right now, right?
What the... TheFallenState.tv this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. You can become a member of the Fallen State, support it that way, or Jesse Lee Peterson on locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. I want to just finish up with Bill Lockwood here. Be patient. This is so good. I wanted to ask Bill about the Charlie Kurt situation. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Was that your wife we were looking at on camera? Right?
she came running in. Yeah, she sure did. She had some instructions for me. I said, okay. She is my producer and technical advisor and everything.
She's not getting any older. She looked the same.
Yes, she does. She's going to say, I didn't even have my makeup on. I can't believe I was on camera. So, yeah,
the whole world saw her today.
The whole world saw Nita today. That's right.
With no makeup.
That's right. That was hilarious. She is going to, that'll keep her from coming in here anymore. That's so funny.
Oh, I'm like, what the? That Nita, what she doing?
She actually heard me point out that American Liberty with Bill Lockwood is a website is gone, and I don't have a donate button. So she is talking to the technical, the guy who's behind what I do,
right?
And she's trying to set up I guess a coffee account or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
To help donate. So she came in. I'm talking to him right now.
Hake is telling me that the patriotic pulpit.com does not work either. Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not working anywhere except right here on Jesse Lee Peterson.
No, have mercy.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I'm going to have to do around here. Well, you know what? I stay so busy in the pulpit preaching, and then the other things I kind of put to the side a little bit and do what I can when I can, but I don't know what's happening there.
But I
so
want
we'll
the
see.
People, they can go to YouTube and Spotify and still support you there.
Yeah, and Amazon Music app also. That's correct.
Right
yeah.
on. So I want to ask, did you see the first response for, oh, let me ask this first. I noticed that when these assassination things happen, it nowadays especially, it tends to be young white men and boys and girls, transgender right. people, whatever. How come young whites are committing assassinations?
Well, I am taking it because they're frequently the ones in the sitting at the feet of these college professors who are preaching Marxism, Marxist hate, and they are frequently at least the ones who are involved in discarding a Christian worldview and adopting a secular worldview. And so my understanding is that's what's happening in the colleges. And I think that he was exposed to that, but you know, you don't have to go to college classroom to have that. Here's something else too that you might think about. I heard Rachel Campus Duffy on Fox News, and she actually made probably, I think, the most incisive and probably the greatest comment on it. She said, "What we're witnessing really is a spiritual warfare in America," and that's what's happening.
A definite spiritual, yeah.
And that's so we have Satan enlisting in his armies so many young white people also, just as well as minorities, all of them being enlisted in Satan's army. So that's exactly what's taking place. It's a spiritual warfare.
Absolutely. I have a question from, I can't see it because my scroller went away.
I think I got it right here.
What's the question for Bill?
It's a super chat from Mike Young.
From Mike Young, for Bill.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, your thoughts on Trump's United Nations speech?
I loved it.
Me too.
I thought that was the greatest speech. I thought, okay, he himself went into the lion's den and he told them exactly what the truth is.
Sure did.
I thought, I have wanted this for all of my lifetime, and I got so sick of watching our country being brainwashed with the idea that somehow the United Nations is a good organization. I will say Trump missed it on one point. He says it's not living up to its potential. The United Nations is not. I'll say that is not true. The United Nations was created and formed in order to push us into a world government in which we have no borders and in which we siphon off the wealth of the Western nations and send it overseas to China and other countries. That's why it was created to begin with. It was created as a gigantic socialistic siphoning of the wealth of America going to other countries. But even though that be the case, what Trump had to say was absolutely a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Great comments. 2 points particularly. Number one, on energy, he would just say it's a green scam. And he said, here's what's happening. China, they have increased the carbon footprint by so many percentages, and all the Western nations, they're sponsoring the windmills, which are absolutely a boondoggle in the West, and we are lessening our energy production and lessening our wealth while China is being built up. I want to quote one of my favorite quotes, and that is by FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. He said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. That's why the United Nations was created. So that's number one point on energy. Number two, on immigration. I thought Trump I think he hit out of the park on everything and just said exactly what Americans wanted to say. He said, yeah. This, you are destroying Europe, your countries, by uncontrolled immigration. That's what's happening here. This migration from other countries. Now he says half the people in your jails are people who are from, they're foreign nationals. What? Why are we absolutely committing suicide yeah. at a national level? And that's, I thought, boy, what a great, great speech was that.
It was amazing, Bill. I watched that and I was like, Daddy is home.
You know what? I was in the car and I was listening to it and I had to get out and I thought, I don't want to get out. I was listening and I thought, boy, he is one after the other, punch. I thought, I would like to watch the faces of those guys there and see the reaction while he was saying this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, woo!
whenever the camera went to the audience, I looked closely to see the reaction of the people hearing this man just outright speaking the truth about what's happening. It was mind-blowing to see that.
And this is why we voted for Trump.
Yes.
This is why when people criticize him for having a bad mouth or saying ugly locker room things years and years ago or saying things about women that demeaning, this is why we voted for Trump right here, because we're in a war and he's the one who takes it to the enemy right here.
That's right. Absolutely. I got to ask this because of time here, Bill. You may have already responded to this question. There were so many people celebrated the death of Charlie. What do you think about that?
Well, two things. Number one, a lot of people are mitigating the culpability of the shooter. And they do that by saying, well, Charlie spoke hate. He was full of hate speech. What are they doing here? Number one, it's not hate speech. It's just speech that they hate, as we pointed out earlier.
Yeah.
But what are they doing? They are mitigating or trying to lessen the guilt of the man who shot him by basically saying, well, Charlie deserved it. That's what they're saying. But some people are not so clever about it, and they simply say, we celebrate it. I think they ought to be taken off the air. Facebook ought to shut them down, take them off of YouTube. Anything that celebrates violence like that, you know, we ought to shut it down. We just shut it down. Now, I think they ought to be questioned by the FBI themselves. They are fomenting more of it.
Yeah, what a mess.
They're fomenting more of it.
What are your thoughts on his wife becoming the CEO of Turning Point?
I don't know anything about her. I do appreciate what she had to say. I watched the whole memorial service in Phoenix on Fox News the other day, and it was moving. It was very moving. I have never heard so many public officials, government officials, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ and grace of our God than I did on that day. I've never heard that. I read it in the Founding Fathers, but I've never heard any government official such as, it doesn't matter whether it be Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, President Trump himself, and on down the list, all of them spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, dying and resurrecting for our sins. His body came out of the grave. They talked openly and unashamedly and unabashedly about the resurrection of our Lord, and that's what Charlie stood for. And I thought the memorial service was great. And to top it off, I think they should have had Erica speak last instead of Trump, because what she did, forgiving the shooter, I thought, I just cried. It's hard for me to understand.
Yeah.
But that was such a moving moment. And I thought, boy, that was really amazing.
The speaking of the politicians speaking about God and Christianity, it's been years since I heard politicians speak out about, in this country, and you expect to hear that more, since I heard politicians speak about Christianity and God and prayer and all that. When I was growing up, I used to hear it a lot, but at some point, you stop hearing it to the point they didn't even want to do the prayer or the Pledge of Allegiance before their meetings started. They got so far away from God. So it is good to hear about God again in a Christian country such as America.
Well, you know what? Now, my producer just came in and told me, and she said, support Bill Lockwood, and here's how you do it. So it's ko-fi.com. That's, I guess it's like a coffee account, I guess. I don't know. ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit. and you can go and support Bill Lockwood. So
right on.
And then it has youtube.com/@patrioticpulpit. So anyway, that's how they set it up. Okay, well you got it.
Okay, we just put it up too so that people can remember. They'll see it on our site.
I'm learning of it just as you are learning of it. So yeah. there we have it. Yeah.
I couldn't find my way through the internet if I had to. If it wasn't for my staff, I wouldn't even know anything going on. But
I'm sorry, what was the last question? I'm sorry about that.
I said that when I was growing up, I would hear the politicians and others praying and, you know, in their meetings and doing the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer before their meetings and all that kind of stuff. That had stopped in America. And so to hear that again from politicians was refreshing. Because
we
are a Christian nation, and we should be hearing more about God than we have been hearing in the past.
I tell you what, Jesse, this was designed to be, our founding fathers spoke almost with one single voice. This is a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Those who don't believe that, those who say, no, we're not, they need to go back and read the founders. You don't read that kind of stuff in the founders. And I'm going to say they misunderstand what is intended by the phrase Christian nation.
Yeah.
They think that we want to make it a Catholic nation in which the church controls the government. That has nothing to do with why the founders called this a Christian nation.
Amazing. One other thing, and then I want to take one call for you that I got to run. Nick, how come I'm so black? I look so black up there.
Well, you know what? I'm getting whiter because I've got. Let me go shut these shades.
You
real
all
quickly.
White, and I'm like real black.
Well, you know what? My shades are. Let me shut these.
Why is that normal? Huh?
Oh, is that okay. Better for you? Is that better?
Yeah, that helped me a lot by you not being so white.
Oh my! Yeah, you're not quite as black, and I'm not quite as white.
Right.
So there we go. There we go.
Oh, so Bill.
We're coming closer together.
That's right. I gotta ask. It's been reported that there were voting polls and fireworks at the funeral. Did you see that? I don't know if that's true or not, but they're reporting that. If that is true, what do you think about it?
You mean I'm not aware of that really. I'm not sure about that really. In Glendale, I don't know.
At the funeral,
right? Fireworks at the funeral. I don't know about fireworks and voting polls. I don't know.
I don't either. I didn't really watch it because I was working, but I didn't see that either. Oh, let me ask. Are the Christians at the right, the conservative people, are they better than the people on the left?
Well, they have a better worldview, and that worldview is biblical-based, God-oriented. And that biblical worldview calls us up to a higher calling and calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. So that's why Christians unequivocally condemn all hate and all violence. We condemn violence and any kind of assassination, any kind of killing. It doesn't matter whether it be the man who beat up Nancy Pelosi's husband in the House. It doesn't matter. We condemn all of it. However, the left has a worldview that is not Christian-based. It is secular-based, and therefore they have no moral standard that is eternal and always existing, and it just depends upon who the person is or what country they live in, and that is always changing, and we hope they don't live down to that standard, but many of them are doing that right now.
If Christians are better, why do they discriminate against men? Why do they're so willing to put women over men as leaders when they know that's not God's order? And I noticed that men who stand up for men, that the conservative and the Christian discriminate against them and try to keep them away in the background. Why do they do that if they're fair?
Well, let me go back to that clip that you had of that young lady that you were interviewing. And she said, well, that's not, she doesn't understand that to be the case and blah, blah, blah. So the Bible teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 2, as well as 1 Corinthians 14, that we're talking, and he's talking about the assemblies of the churches. And he said, the women are to learn in silence and be in subjection, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. He goes back to the very historical foundation of creation. Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not, number two, Adam was not beguiled, but the woman being beguiled has fallen into transgression. Yeah. But she shall be saved through her childbearing. That is her role if she continues, or if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with obedience. So the point simply being this, that God has a certain order, and this particularly in 1 Timothy 2 that we just mentioned refers to the worship services and how the churches are to be ordered. So also in 1 Corinthians 11, a passage which you like to quote, and I think about the man is over the woman.
Yes.
So people, we discard that idea. We get rid of it. We do not appreciate it in our culture today. And that's what that woman reflected. So we just get rid of that. But that is biblical, that men are over women, and that's the way it should be.
So why do Christian men and women, but especially, why do Christians and conservative people disagree with that, and they are so willing to take jobs away from men and replace women, put women in place of it? We see it in government. We see it in police departments. We see it even with Turning Point. They voted that Charlie's wife as the CEO of a man's organization, right? Why are, and then if you disagree with that, the Christians get mad, they want to discriminate against you, they want to ban you. Any man that does that. And if they're so of good, why would they act like the left when it comes to that and other things?
Well, I think the answer is multifaceted. And that is, number one, our socialistic style government, which started in the FDR period, has made it so that, well, just think about before FDR. One person working in the family could provide for an entire family.
Right.
But it got to me that that cannot be the case. And so the redistribution of monies and the printing of monies in America has caused inflation to rise so high, which is really the definition of inflation, that it requires two people to work any longer to make ends meet. Unless you're a man who's working and you make a lot of money, but you cannot hardly make it unless both parties go to secular jobs. And that's just simply the realities of it in one aspect of it. Number two, I'm going to say that Christians have lost their way on this simply because of the culture. The same reason that, for example, in the Methodist Church, they're putting up homosexuals to be preachers or women to be preachers, and they're disregarding
Bill,
what the Bible teaches.
I hate to cut you off. I'm just going to hold you over until we do this break in the hate news, and then I'll come down and we'll finish it. I got to get to my calls about other issues, but can you hold?
Other issues? Yeah, I can hold other issues. What other issues are there? Okay.
The hate news, not the fake news. And out 2 more hours ago, back in a moment, folks. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's Coffee.
C some serious mess going on in the world, if you didn't know. Such as you heard from Bill Lockwood here on the Jason Lee Peterson Show first hour, there was a shooting at a Dallas ICE facility. Three people shot, and then the suspect, they say, turned the gun on himself and killed himself. And by the way, there was a July 4th, a 4th of July ICE shooting, an ambush, and a police officer was shot in the neck. I think that he might have survived because it didn't say that he died, I don't think, but maybe they did it. I'm not sure. There was like 6 out of the 15 defendants were arraigned just a couple of days ago in that July 4th terrorism type of attack. Six women. Ranging from attempted murder of federal agents to hindering the prosecution of terrorism in that pre-planned ambush. They set off like fireworks to draw out the ICE agents, and I don't know, it's crazy. I hardly even reported on that thing, 4th of July shooting, I guess because of that flood on that same day, and you know, it was the weekend and stuff. Terrible. And by the way, Drudge is reporting that America's murder capital is Jackson, Mississippi. 78% to 81% black. What a mess. And it's 3 hours from Memphis, where Trump has deployed the National Guard in Memphis, Tennessee. And so it's a big mess going on with these Democrat and black cities. It's terrible. We'll get to your super chats, guys. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 24th of September, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with Jesse Lee. Bill Lockwood is going to be continuing for just a few minutes at least, coming in the second hour. It is hate news, not fake news. Make sure you support Bill Lockwood by going to ko-fi.com/ Patriotic Pulpit, all one word, Patriotic Pulpit. Hopefully you know how to spell that. The link is pinned on the YouTube live chat if you're watching there. Very nice. And it will be in the description along with his Patriotic Pulpit YouTube channel and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood on YouTube. And you can find those on Spotify as well. Website is incoming. Bakami Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the world's first commercial space station. Hey, getting closer to launch. NASA, which does not mean lies, you space deniers, is working with private companies to develop a modern successor to the aging ISS, International Space Station, which is floating around and around the world, about 250 to 300 something miles up above the sea, something like that. In the lower space, I don't know, whatever it's called. I'm not sure what it's called. I might have made that part up. Its lifespan is drawing to a close, the ISS. And Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional, meaning lying, return to late night TV Tuesday yesterday. After nearly a week-long suspension, he received a standing ovation from the audience, degenerates, before his opening monologue in which he addressed the controversy directly, supposedly directly, and assailed anti-American efforts to curtail free speech in the United States. What's more important is we live in a country that allows us to have a show like this, Jimmy Kimmel told viewers, and he sounded like that too. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I didn't watch him. He also discussed his September 15th remarks, probably not very clearly, about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer that led ABC to halt production of his show. Quote, "It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man, nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what was obviously a deeply disturbed individual." I don't know about that one. Sinclair and Nexstar Media Group, which together own 1 in 5 ABC affiliates nationwide, said they will keep his show off of their airwaves for now. And that's all. They have spots all over the country. So, very nice. What a mess. And Trump had his UN speech. I'll tell you about, you heard about that earlier this hour. I'll tell you about that next hour. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, hour two.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a como te li vu question. What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody their mama if you're white. And so different time zone for different folks. And you got things to do, I understand. If you can't sit and watch, you can podcast. But you can also listen on your iPhone on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to wind up with you. I mean, it's so good. I almost never want to stop, but I got to. Bill Lockwood is here. He's everybody's friend. He is one day going to be the next president of the United States of America. And if he don't, his son will. I'm going to tell him to make a son so they can be the president. And Bill Lockwood is the host of Patriotic Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And his website, even though it's not working at this moment, American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com. It'll be back up soon.
And No.
Oh, that's done with.
Done with.
Oh, so no more. Yeah. So we got to get rid of that so I don't even announce it, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. So forget about American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. And so, Bill.
Yes, sir.
So, right now, there's no way people can help you except for YouTube. And
well, the coffee account that we have announced. Yeah, the coffee account. Yeah, has been set up.
Oh, okay. And what's that again?
Let's see. I'll have to look at it because it was just now set up. It's a ko-fi.com/patrioticpulpit.
Okay. And we have it here on the site so that people can go to my site and see it too.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Jesse, so much. I tell you, I mean, it's hard to produce these shows and talk radio, as you know, without some support, people doing it. So anyway, that's how people can support me now.
Right on. And so just before the break, I was asking, I noticed that a couple of things. Number one is that Christians, especially women Christians, and men are afraid to say it, that this order of God in Christ, Christ is man over woman, woman over children. And then I noticed that in today's America, it's so easy to discriminate against men. They would take a job away from a man and give it to a woman. They would promote women over men. even with the Charlie Kirk organization, and I don't care what they do with that organization at all. It's up to them. They run it like they want to. But instead of putting a man over it, they have put a woman over it. They call her a CEO. Mm-hmm. And the churches, men, women are taking over the churches. Even in sport, they get mad. The Christians get mad when men play in women's sports. But they're fine when women play in men's sports. You hear nothing, no complaint about that at all. And then they announced the other day that they're, for the first time in a while, they're going to be training new astronauts, men to go to the moon and all that, astronaut. And they have picked more women than they have picked men, even for that. And there's nothing being said about that. Why aren't the Christians upset that they're changing the order of God, knowing that women were not created to lead but to follow? Why are they okay with that? And
well, this
they
show,
discriminate against anyone that goes against it. Why is that?
Well, this shows you that that liberalism, which has part of it is a unisex society, that there's no difference between men and women, and that mantra has dominated our entire culture, and we are afraid to speak out against it. And that's exactly what's happening. So, for example, when I heard on the radio that they had filled the slots for astronauts, I knew automatically there would be some women on there, because an unspoken criterion is this. Some of them have to be women. Some of them have to be minorities. And that's the end of the story. It's just like the Supreme Court. If you're going to replace one of the seats of a woman on the Supreme Court, like Elena Kagan, with a man or a white man, you're going to hear screaming from the left, because the unspoken assumption and the unspoken criterion is this. There has to be equality with men and women in all the positions that they hold. So we cannot simply go by the qualifications of an individual. We have to get those people in there. So just the same thing is going on in the military. There is so much political pressure from the base commanders on the pilot, the training pilots, to allow a woman to be a pilot in spite of the fact that she may be red flagged on a ride, a check ride. There is so much political pressure that a person who is an instructor pilot has to go answer to the base commander. This is how it has been in the past, at least. The base commander, and maybe even higher up, as to why he would red flag a woman. But if he red flags a white man, everybody understands he's the man in charge, the instructor pilot. He makes the decisions. He knows what's needed in the cockpit. But now if a woman is red flagged, no, you've got to go answer to everybody up there. That's the kind of culture we're living in. And so the political pressure is so tremendous, and we are not confessing it, but we're not confessing it in America. The political pressure is tremendous to put women in the pulpits, women in eldership positions in the churches, when the Bible specifically states that an elder should be the husband of one wife. And men are to be doing the speaking, 1 Timothy chapter 2, that we noted earlier. But that's the political pressure. And we're caving.
But what I don't understand, I'm about to say I don't understand. I do understand, but for conversation's sake, we are a Christian nation. In God, there is no fear. When you're truly a son or daughter of God, you have no fear. And if the Christians are children of God, why do they have fear that, and then why do they discriminate against a man who, if you decide, you know what, I'm going to tell the truth about this, women should not be able to be leaders, they, you know, to follow, not to lead. And you start that, those Christians will turn on you too or anybody else, and they'll just continue to support putting women in leadership. The Christians are as bad as the non-Christians about doing that. How can you be of God and have fear and then support evil? I don't understand that.
Well, that is the conflict. And the point is well taken. And that is The Bible teaches perfect love cast out fear.
Yeah.
We are to be not fearful, and we are instead, as 1 John chapter 5 tells us, that the victory is in Christ and we should overcome the world. But the world presses in on us and tells us that women are equal to men, and anybody who denies that is going to be blackballed in society and in the churches, unfortunately. There are some churches, normally in the churches of Christ in which I preach, that is not the case where women are serving as elders or women are preaching, but that there are some churches that are caving to that nowadays, and that's exactly what is taking place. But it is an apostasy from the truth because of fear.
But I noticed not, and you're right about the churches doing it, but the media, the conservative media do it. The media, it's hard to find men in weather reports now. You see it once in a while, but it's hard to find it. It's hard to find men reporting the news and the news reports. It's rare. You see it, but it's rare. It's everywhere.
And, yes, it is.
And again, if anybody speak out against it, you're discriminated against by those same Christians who claim to love the Lord. Even in Fox News, it's nothing but women now, and the men they do have, they're so scared to speak out. I'm sure because they don't want to lose their job. How is that going to help America if the Christians have the same fear that the left have without believing in God, and all they do is fight each other in a physical way, but not spiritually? They don't deal with the spiritual aspect. How would that make America better?
That won't make America better. It makes America worse.
Yeah.
It simply brings everything down because it's a socialistic idea in which we want to redistribute the job positions and everything between different races and different genders, and we want to do that an equitable distribution instead of qualification. Is we're not looking at qualifications.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we say we do, and we do to some extent, but some of them, just like a Supreme Court, if you look at the qualifications, and they brought a white man in to take Eleni Kagan's or Sotomayor's position, that will not do. The pressures are going to be absolutely tremendous. And that was the problem. That's why Christians spoke out in the 1960s about this driving unisex society. But those voices have been lost, except for people like yourself.
Okay. There's so many. I could go on and on. One other quick thing I want to ask you about. White people are under genocide in South Africa. It's apparent now. It's known, it's said, it's
right.
Done. But the same thing has happened in America. White people are under genocide. It's so easy now for people to physically assault white people, knock them out, rob them, kill them. You can even be a football player, pounce on a little white kid and break their bones.
Break his back.
And so how come white people, how come they're not like, even if white Christians are not saying anything, how come they are allowing a genocide to happen to them in their own country? And you don't hear, and there's no outcry about that. But if white people were genocizing the blacks or any other race, it would be everywhere. The place would be burning down. How come white people are treated as though they're not human beings, and the genocide has happened, and there's nothing being said?
You know, the same thing happened in Nazi Germany, and that is, as the Jews were being taken off and exterminated, the churches were quiet, the people were quiet, they didn't say anything. The people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer were speaking out against it, but the churches and the people that were there were just quiet about it completely because they had been so browbeaten by the political correctness, which was, of course, Nazism at that time. And here's something else interesting. So at that time, there were 18,000, that is in Nazi Germany, when they started taking the Jews to concentration camps. There were approximately 18,000 Protestant pulpits in Nazi Germany at the time. There were about 3,000 that were supportive of exterminating or at least incarcerating the Jews at that time, that were supporting Nazism and Hitler. There were 3,000 that spoke out against it and said, and like the Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, this is wrong to incarcerate Jews. But where was the great big middle, the 12,000 that are left? Where were they? Quiet. They didn't say a word. They just went along the river and they went over the cliff. And that's what's happening in America too. People are, the pulpits are quiet. They're not speaking out. And people are not, whether it be in the pulpit or not, they're not speaking out about these things. And that's what takes people over the cliff.
But what about greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world? Meaning that the sons and daughter of God has the great power inside of us to work against evil. How come that we don't see that power happening? How can a Christian have an excuse, though? And why don't we see that power working on earth as it is in heaven?
Well, it is in some people, but you know what? For the majority, it is not. And they are not of God because they do not stand for the principles of the Bible. And if you don't stand for the principles of the Bible, then, of course, you're not of God. And so that's exactly what's happening. So even though they wear a cloak of Christianity, it is really a false cloak. It's not what they need to be.
And so what's going to happen with the whites in their own country, America, and around the world, in all the white countries? What's going to happen to the whites in America? And there is a genocide, and it's going to get worse because the blacks have been told for 70 years
right.
that white people are their enemies, and it's not true, but they've been told
right.
that. And so generation, right. generation, generation of blacks now believe that. That's why it's so easy for them to attack white people, even though their anger starts in their home. It doesn't start with white people.
Right, right.
And then the so-called other people of color like Ilhan Omar mm-hmm. and all them that are coming here, they, too, are jumping on board with the blacks, and they are hating the white people, and they're going against the white. In our own government.
Right.
What do white expect to happen in America if this is not, the genocide is not stopped now?
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to eradicate the majority of America, and whatever cause it will be, not necessarily by all by genocide, but the majority in America are going to be eradicated as far as, just like Trump said at the United Nations, he said, you are losing your cultures, you're losing your country because of the uncontrolled immigration. That's exactly what's happening in America. So today, what we're seeing, for example, in Chicago, in Memphis, and apparently it's going to have to come to Jackson, Mississippi also, when Trump comes in with the agents there, the National Guard, to settle down the lawlessness, you're going to have war, and that's what's going to take place. And I don't know what will come of the majority of Americans, but you know, people are just putting their head in the sand and saying they don't want it to happen here, but it is happening here, as you say.
It is so apparent now, and I've been warning the white people for 35 years.
Yes, you have.
You know,
yes, you have.
You got to stop. You got to speak up. It's not true that black people are suffering because of slavery and Jim Crow. That's not true at all. Speak up, and they just didn't speak up. And now they're being destroyed with their lives.
You know what? One of the last shows, I think it was one of the last shows, that Charlie Kirk had, he talked about that DeCarlos Brown, who slashed to death, stabbed that girl in that, I think it was North Carolina? I guess it was North Carolina.
On the train. It was Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. And he walked away saying, I got that white girl.
Yeah.
I got that white girl. He said, if the roles were reversed
yeah.
and some white man had killed a black girl and walks away saying, I got that black girl, he said, you would see riots all over America. You would see the country burning down. And that's exactly what's happening in our country, though, where the roles are reversed here, and we better wake up to what's actually occurring. And the hatred in many of the minority communities is very, very sad to see.
It's bad.
It is bad.
I don't think people understand the depths of how evil and hateful and angry black people are, because it's been going on for so many years now, from generation to generation, and evil get worse when you feed it like that. And
that's right.
And these young black kids, little kids now, are convinced. They're growing up being convinced that police are police brutality, white people are against them. And so they literally hate white people. I mean, just hate them. And the blacks kill each other. They feel nothing about killing each other. Just imagine they have no feeling about killing white people. And to see the Christian media, the conservative media, and all everybody else going along with it, it makes them no different than the people who are carrying it out because they're supporting
You're right.
evil.
You know what? And I mentioned Charlie Kirk a moment ago, but that was one of his last shows. And look what happened to Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
That's what people are fearful of, that, okay, if I get up, I raise my head up and say something publicly, then the same thing is going to happen to me. So what do? We just get down into our little bunker and we stay there and we don't say anything.
But
we might lose our job. We might even lose our life. But, you know, that's right.
I know, but just like as individuals, if we don't deal with evil within ourselves and overcome it, it destroys us anyway.
That's
and likewise,
right.
If you don't speak out against evil by being quiet, it's going to destroy you anyway.
That's right.
So you might as well die standing up rather than laying down and die. You know what I mean?
That's right. And here's another question. What's wrong with your governor saying that the ICE agents can't be masked any longer? I want to say to him right now, what happened in Dallas, Texas this morning is exactly why they need to be wearing yeah. masks, because the left is unhinged and are murderous. That's why.
Yes. What a mess.
I know I changed the subject on you. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's good versus evil. Because of time, can I go to the phone for you?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Let's go to Mel out of Pennsylvania. Mel, you are on the air with Bill Lockwood. Hey, Mel. Did Mel go to sleep? Mel, you may be on your mute thing. If Mel, I can't get him because of time. I'm gonna put him on hold, Derek. Let me know if he does answer. I had another call for you. They wanted to know if you thought that the governor of Texas is a beta male or alpha male. Do you know anything about the governor of Texas?
Well, I know of him, Governor Abbott, and I've met him before. Yeah. I like a lot that he does, but I don't believe that he is quite the alpha male that Donald Trump is. I'll tell you that.
No,
I think
you're not.
I just think he kind of follows along, and okay, this is the way things are moving. So I get on board and I get out there and sound very strong, but I don't see that coming out quite the same way when the Obamas were president or Joe Biden's were president. But now he may want to come on and correct me on that, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I definitely see that. And last but not least, your friend, my friend, and everybody's
good.
Friend.
Maze.
Maze is here. Okay. Hey, Maze, you're on with Bill Lockwood.
Hi, Heathen. What Lockwood? But
hello, Maze.
What did you say, Maze?
Nothing. Everything I heard Bill Lockwood say, I don't hear nothing Christian about what he just said. All I heard him is he's a whole bunch of hate and everything. So you talk about the Bible all the time. Who did God punish in the Bible? Why did he come up with his commandment? Since you want to talk about it. And I don't know what kind of Christians y'all are supposed to be, but I'm glad I'm not one.
And so your question for Bill Lockwood is what?
Huh?
What's your question for Bill Lockwood?
He's not preaching nothing but hate. Talking about the... Let me finish. You had his. Can I finish?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you had your word to say about the man stabbed the woman on the train, and he said he killed a white woman. That wasn't. Where did that come from? You want a war? Black people of color don't want no war, because y'all want a war. Just listening to you, and everything's supposed to be led by Caucasians and nobody else. That's your problem. God didn't put you all down here by yourself. You got to learn how to share. And everything God gave, he gave it to you and he gave it to me. He gave me breath. He gave me a heart. He gave me eyes to see. So you got the same thing almost that I have.
Let's get a response from Bill. You asked him a question. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'd like to know from Mays, what is one thing that I said that is filled with hate? What is one thing that I said filled with hate?
When you said the brown people and it's, everything got to be women can't do this and women can't, because a woman made it possible for them to go to space. Did you know that? And she happened to be a brown woman. They would have never made it to space if it wouldn't have been a poor woman giving them the part that they needed to get there.
Well, I went to First Timothy chapter 2 and talked about a woman's role in the church, and 1 Corinthians 11, verses 2 and 3, where the man is the head of the woman. Mm. So what is hateful about that?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when it comes to people in this country.
Isn't in the Bible. Do you disagree with that from the Bible?
Yes, I do.
So you disagree?
Oh, okay.
It was written by man, because the first Bible, why don't we still have the first Bible? You say he died for our sins. He died for whose sins? Just Caucasian sins and nobody else's?
Hold on, Mays. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. Mays, that was the most hateful statement I've heard from anybody in a long time.
That is
the Bible was written only by man. So you disagree with God's
word. You didn't
hear
me say that only by man. Only thing God got is just a man. You don't even follow by Martin Luther and James and all those people. That's man.
Mays, at least let him respond and then you respond.
Okay.
Let him finish and then I'm being nice to you. I'm letting you say what you have to say. But at least because I'm tired, let Bill have his say too. Go ahead, Bill.
Is the Bible from God, yes or no?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, okay.
No.
Well, there we are.
Okay.
So if you don't even know, then you ought not speak about it being hateful if you don't know. You don't know whether the Bible's from God or not, but the Bible's the Bible's hateful, but you don't know. So, you know, I don't know where you are then.
If the Bible was from God, why do you say let no man change it? And it's been changed by man how many times? In his law, that's what it says. Let no man change it. And how many times has it been changed? Sabbath's been changed and everything else has been changed by man, not him. Okay.
I don't know what you're even talking about hasn't been changed.
I'm talking about God's law that you always speak about what Mark said, Luke. Those are men, right?
Those are inspired men.
Inspired men. They're still men, whether they were inspired or whatever. But I'm saying God's law was not written by men. They were written by God.
Okay.
He gave you some commandments to follow. And how many have you broken this morning by preaching hate? That's what you did today. When it comes to this rhetoric that y'all got going on about black, brown people, you need to stop and take a look at yourself of what you're doing to each other,
May, what did we say about the blacks or brown people that was not true?
If it was true, but why don't you say it about the people that look like him?
No, that's not the question. What did we say about the black or the so-called brown people? What did we say that's not true?
That they're killing each other.
That's not true?
A Caucasian killing each other.
Mays, is that true?
That's true.
Mays.
Yes, it's true. So then why
are you yelling then if what we said about the black and brown
I
were
am
true?
Not yelling.
What's your problem with that?
Because you have a missing part of the puzzle.
What do you mean?
You're missing part of a puzzle. You got to put all black people
in. Why are you calling hateful if it's true that they're doing it?
No. It's true, but you're missing a piece of the puzzle. The people that look like Lockwood are doing the same thing. That's part of the puzzle.
I don't know what you mean by that. I asked him about why white people are doing
it. Are they killing each other, Jesse?
Assassination, yeah.
Are they killing each other? What's the difference?
I asked him about that. He explained why that is happening.
He explained why is it happening.
Hold on, May. I'm going to let Bill and you have the last word. I got caller. I'm just going to let them have the last word, and then we'll move on. Hold on, Bill, just 1 minute.
Okay.
Let me take a break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not started a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Welcome back. Bill Lockwood is here. Bill Lockwood is here. Check out my merch at jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.store. I have my own coffee now, Punchy's Coffee. Did you ever imagine one day Punchy would have his own coffee? What the? Punchy's Coffee. We have mugs and T-shirts. And you can donate to Bond by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or JesseLeePeterson.shop. And we even had a little barcode now that scan the QR code where you can just support Bond by scanning the code there. And I do appreciate it. And we are all over social media. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell. We are on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, Cozy.tv/JLP Talk, Kick.com/JesseLeePeterson, and Peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, and subscribe and all that. We're all over the place. So, Bill, I want you to respond to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. And Mays, and so just to remind the audience, we spoke about the people of color killing the whites and all that, and they kill each other. And we also spoke about, I asked Bill about, I noticed that a young white men and women, boys and girls, are killing, by way of assassination, are killing each other now. And so your question to Bill about that is what?
What do he have to say when you have Caucasians killing each other? And also about the rapture.
Okay, first, Bill, Mays want to know, what do you say about white people killing white people?
Same thing I said about black people killing black people. And that is, as I said earlier in the show, I'm against completely all violence. I'm against that violence and any killing that takes place. So I condemned, for example, the man who came into Nancy Pelosi's house and beat that man with a hammer, her husband. Well, that was a liberal man, but I condemned what was taking place, and I said that on the air here. So that's one thing. Number two, regarding the rapture, the Bible doesn't teach the rapture, so it is a theory that men teach, but it is antagonistic to the Bible.
Yeah. There was a white man, I don't know if he was white, but somebody, and I just heard about this yesterday evening, and I haven't seen it yet. I think we have it to play later. But some man said that the rapture was supposed to be happening yesterday. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So, you heard about it
yesterday. If the rapture would have came, it would have left Bill Lockwood down here and you too, if it was possible, because Jesus is not going to heaven or with the hammer.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I appreciate your spirit on that one, Mays. You know what? I don't. The rapture is not taught in the Bible, so I don't subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, a whole lot of things not taught in the Bible. That's why people should leave it alone.
Mays, are you a Christian?
Not exactly God's right.
Where is God? Where is God? Who said that a man is supposed to walk behind
Mays,
a woman?
Mays.
Huh?
Are you a Christian?
No.
So I have a question from someone who just texted me. If Maine is not a Christian, how can she know if anyone is a Christian or not? If you're not one, how do you know if someone else is or not?
Do you have to be a Christian to follow God's laws?
No, that's not the question.
That's why I'm not a Christian.
That's not the question, Maine. They want to know, if you're not a Christian, how do you know if someone else is or not?
Because they're not following God's law.
What's God's law?
Hating people.
You don't hate people?
No, you're not supposed to hate.
You don't hate people?
And like I tell you all the time,
Maine,
I want to hate
people.
I won't let
Maine.
Well, okay, just what?
Do you hate people?
No, I don't.
You love Bill Lockwood?
Yes.
Oh,
I love
good.
Everybody.
Okay.
But Bill Lockwood don't love me, or he don't love people that look like me. Because listening to him,
oh.
South Africa, really?
You know what?
Okay. Yes,
oh my!
Let Bill respond to that. That he don't love you. Hold on. Be quiet.
That's, you know what? I do love Maze, but you know
I
what?
Know.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. She doesn't know anything about me. You know what? I'll say this.
I don't know nothing about this, but I
still. Maze, hold on.
You know what? You know what? I've had black friends all my life.
I heard that line before.
Yeah, but you know what? I even preached in a black church. I was the only white man. I preached in a black church, and they were my brethren, and I was always. But you know what? This is not about defending me and
right.
what I feel about black people. This
yeah.
is well, all we're doing is trying to turn the tables, and that's the way liberalism always works. You know, well, okay, we're talking about hate, but you don't like black people. Well, now we're changing the subject. We're gonna. Well, I haven't said one thing about hate. I haven't said one hateful thing on this program, and I don't. And how you come up with that, I have no clue.
When you talking about only Caucasian black, when you don't never talk about your own crime. See, I have white people in my family that I know. You got friends. I have family members. Now you get it.
That don't mean you love them just because you have some black white.
But
white
when
people,
you said,
I have white people working for me, I don't like them.
Oh.
Like and hate is two different things. Like and hate is two different things. Now, don't teach people to hate other people.
I'm just joking, Maine. I love white people. I love everybody. But,
oh, yes.
Maine,
you might
Maine,
love them.
Maine,
right.
Why exactly. You don't know that Bill Lott will love you, and he never displayed anything but love for you and everybody?
He personally, he might, but everybody else, we put, just like South Africa, how the Germans, the Jews did this and did that. They were killing too and still killing, and you ain't saying nothing about it. I guess you're happy about that too.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
See other people being killed. You got Caucasians and other countries.
I mean, Maine, I ask you this.
What, every day?
Maine!
What? Jesse?
Maine, Bill Lockwood has displayed nothing but love for you and everybody.
Oh, well, no.
Why do you say he don't love you?
Bill Lockwood put people like me with color in danger. When you're talking about Elion and
Maine.
All these people.
I ask you where you're going, you tell me where you've been.
I ask you,
Bill Lockwood has showed you nothing but love. How did that come out of your mouth that he doesn't love you?
He's spreading that gospel out besides talking to me. So when he get God, we'll know it. He has the Christian. The Christian needs to let go of what they got because it's nothing but heathenism thing.
Man, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay,
now.
So y'all have a good one. I know you can't take it about Lockwood. Somebody needs to tell you the truth.
Well,
and take in your heart out and start liking other people because you're supposed to be a man of God and a Christian. It's not a Christian nation because they're not showing it.
Thank you,
when
Maine.
You got war and people
Maine.
Fighting Maine. Over the world, that means something wrong.
Maine.
Like Solomon Gomorrah. What? Go through that part of the Bible. So y'all have a good one. And like would clean your soul and you'll be a better person. Have a good
Okay. You know what? Here's the truth, unfortunately. But
yeah,
there are a lot
clean
of Maine.
Your soul, Bill.
Well, okay. Only if I get after I get this truth out here. But here's the truth, and it's sad, and I hate it because Maine, as a black woman, has been brainwashed to believe that there's black versus white, and that is the ultimate. That's the number one priority: black versus white in her mind, apparently.
Yeah.
And it just, that's what it is. So whether it goes back to slavery, whether it goes back to, whether we talk about the high crime rates in Memphis, a black city, or in Jackson, Mississippi, or in Washington, D.C.,
It's just they're going to portray it. She portrays it as some kind of racist kind of comment, which is hateful. But you know what? They're just not looking at the facts, and that's brainwashing. And so the number one war in her mind, apparently, is black versus white. And that's how she sees me.
But, Bill, that's why the genocide is happening in America on white people, because in most of, not all, but most of black people, especially young black people now, their mind, they think, is about black versus white.
That's right.
And it's not at all. And so that's why it's so easy for them to physically attack white people, because they have truly been taught for years and years now it is black versus white, and it's not at all.
You know what? And I know there are a lot of preachers, unfortunately, some in the Churches of Christ, black preachers who have gone into the pulpit many times, and they have hammered the congregations or white people with all of this hate, when in point of fact, they themselves have been involved in Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist movement designed to dismantle the Christian family, started by Marxists who are designed to create hate and violence and destruction in America. And yet they get in the pulpits and they want to excoriate white people for bringing up the issue. Yeah. It's like, well, you know what? Then why do you get involved in Black Lives Matter? It's just so much hypocrisy on this point. But that's how they see it, because number one issue in their mind is black versus white. That's number one issue. Yeah. And everything else, whether you're Christian or not Christian, it comes way below that. And that's how they see it.
What a mess, Bill. It is spiritual good versus evil. And it's a mess. Last word, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I've had a lot of good friends that are preachers in the Churches of Christ, black preachers. John Shannon is one who's in Memphis, Tennessee. But he goes back, I mean, his kind of heritage goes back to a great black preacher in the Churches of Christ by the name of Marshall Keeble. Marshall Keeble baptized into Christ thousands upon thousands of people. But he was supported by white churches. And of course, in that time, he was born in 1878, but in the early part of the 20th century, there was a segregation, but you know what? His whole point was, let's simply preach the gospel of Christ, baptize people into Christ, Galatians 3:27, and then as that takes place, one heart at a time, we can actually change the culture of America. But you know, today, black preachers, many of them, they don't like the Marshall Keebles of the world because he was not a rabble-rouser. Right. He didn't march with Black Lives Matter. He didn't get involved in shouting down people. He simply was a laborer for Jesus Christ, Marshall Keeble, K-E-E-B-L-E. And you ought to look him up. He's a great, great black preacher, baptized, I think, up to 30,000 people.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Bill, what one last thing, and then I want you to be quiet, so I got to go.
Okay. Okay. What's good for Mays is good for me.
What do you think about so-called Congresswoman Jasmine Cricket? All she ever speaks is hatred. She's all into the black thing, and she's just honest about the black and white issue. And she's from Texas there. What do you think about her?
She is a perfect illustration of the hateful persons that are representing the black community. Now, here's why many people suppose that this is general in the black community, because she represents that hate. Yeah. Not only is she a hypocrite on a number of her particular points, but also she spews hate. She is herself acted like, okay, the reason Charlie Kirk got murdered was because of his hate. And then she says, the real problem is that the hate comes toward me. She wants to make it all about her and her blackness. And she's a rich woman. She's in Congress, and she's a lawmaker. And yet she wants to say, well, it's all about me, and that's what it is. And it's because Charlie Kirk didn't like people like me. And so we're the ones who are receiving we're on the receiving end of bad things in America, not Charlie Kirk. Well, he lost his life. What is she getting?
There you go.
They give her the microphone, and she just goes on. She blabbed the other day on TV. I can't remember what it was. It was just like the most ridiculous, convoluted, ridiculous things I've ever heard. But I thought, well, how do the people buy into this? I don't know.
It's amazing. Bill Lightwood, thank you so much, man.
It was my privilege to be with you, Jesse. Thank you so much. Appreciate it always. All right, take care.
All right, take care, Bill.
All right, Lord bless you.
You too. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ryan out of Ireland, heard around the world. Ryan, you are on the air. Ryan? Ryan? No, Ryan. Let me go to... let me go to Oregon and talk to Roth out of Oregon. Roth, you are on the air. Roth? Is it on our end or theirs?
Not sure, because we just had Maze, and that was working.
Maybe Roth is gone.
Could you quickly try somebody?
Yeah, I'm going to put Roth on hold. I'm going to try... all the way out of South Africa, Mommy Africa, Tembi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tembi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
No woman is good. All is well.
Of course. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to find a way to call in. And seems like this is an option that works, so I'm happy that I'm on the air.
What option did you use?
So there's this app called Reptel, R-E-B-T-E-L.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it allows me to call in with Wi-Fi calling.
Right on.
So that's what I'm using.
Right on. Okay, nice. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my question to you was, I've been working on myself, you know, I listen to your show every day. And by the way, I'm the same person who's been giving the super chats under Mommy Africa Tembi.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Right on.
So, yeah, as I've been working on myself, like, the truth has really just been revealing itself to me.
Yes.
And I'm seeing so much how... everything on social media is like, you know, everything, it seems like everything that is wrong is good. Like just everywhere around me, whether it's just the people that I talk to, social media, the government, everything. And as much as the truth has been revealing that to me, sometimes I get in a space where I feel like, I don't want to call it depressed, but it almost feels like depressed. And I think I remember Mimi in one of the church services had asked you, what is that line between feeling like seeing the truth for what it is? And then on the other side, it almost feels like you can get so easily depressed because it almost feels like everything is just wrong. Everything feels opposite, whereas when God is revealing everything to you, you can see what it is, you know? But then sometimes I get into a space where I feel kind of lonely, not lonely, but I feel alone because
yes,
everything is so opposite, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to stay out of my thoughts, but sometimes I find myself in the space of feeling like I'm alone as I'm working on myself.
And
so
you are
I guess
alone. The beauty is every human being is alone, even those that are with the crowd. They're still alone, but because they're in their head and they're very emotional, they just see themselves and to think that others are with them. Even your family members are not with you. You are alone. They're just putting on a fake showcase personality. And so when you see that, be glad to see that. But what's happening when you see what's going on in the world, on the internet and all that, and if you feel something about it, whether you feel sad or you feel afraid, it's only because you've gone into a thought about it. The thought made you think something about it. Oh, they this and it's that. This is happening. People doing this. But don't get into your head about it at all. Let the thoughts pass. And you, the real you, will be fine. Because it's happening to them. It's not happening to you. This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament, right? And hell, evil lives inside of human beings, in the mind and emotion, and they are inflicting that hell upon other people. And so all you're looking at is hell on earth inside of human nature. Human beings are evil, and that's what they do to one another. But you are fine. You'll be fine. Just don't believe what the imagination is telling you about what's happening outside of you. It's not happening to you.
Yes, I definitely see that. And I think maybe I just need to catch myself more often, because
yes. There
are times when I'm interacting with family members, for instance, and I can totally see that what they're saying is wrong. And in the moments where I do catch myself, then I don't end up feeling that way, you know.
Right.
But there's just some, but then there's just some moments where it just feels,
Only because you've gone back into the state of unconsciousness. That's why God said, remember, always remember to be present. Don't forget to stay present. And because the sin is to forget to be present, because the moment you forget to be present, you're back in the hell, the darkness, the emotions of your imagination. So just remember to be present. You'll be fine. And
yeah.
You can't do anything about what other human beings are doing, the way they treat themselves, the way they try to treat you, or the way they treat others. You cannot do anything about them. So let them suffer in their misery and don't feel bad for them at all, because if you do, they're going to turn around and try to destroy you, because the darkness in them hate the light in you. So if you feel bad for your family members, or you feel bad for your adult children, or you feel bad for your so-called friends, or your husband, or anybody, they will destroy you, because they're going to see that you're weak, and they will destroy you.
That's very true, Jesse. 100% true.
And so just remember, if you do look out into the world online or wherever, you see all this stuff happening, what human beings are doing to one another, they are in hell and they love their pain. They love stabbing each other. They love the stabs that they get from evil, their imagination. They are loving their evil, and so don't fall for it and allow them to pull you back into their hell. You're overcoming the hell, and you're loving overcoming hell. They love getting deeper into hell. So don't let them pull you into their misery.
Yep, 100%. But it's like,
we gotta tell the truth, and it's the truth.
Thank you. I think that'll be all.
All right.
I totally agree with what you said.
I wish you well. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. I didn't hear us coming to a break. And if you decide to go, do you hear me? Evil, it's your fault. I want to show you what evil look like. I'll be right back, folks. Manhood Hours coming up. Nothing else to offer. I want to show you what evil look like. From hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell.
These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light.
They're liars.
You choose good or you choose evil.
You choose good. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some exciting stuff going on in the world today, and a whole lot of mess. It's crazy. Trump had that great, beautiful, wonderful, marvelous, truth-telling UN speech. They call me Nonsense Network, said that there were a whole lot of untruths. They didn't use that word, but I don't know, fact check, blah, 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 blah. And they're hyping about climate change, commie buzzword. Typhoon Ragasa is going crazy, or was. Some people are still talking about the Epstein files, if you can believe it. Make sure you do wash your fruits and veggies. They recommend, okay? Pesticides and stuff. I don't know what's so bad about pesticides, but it could be bad, you know, just because I don't know. Anyway, no black pills in China. They say that in China, the Chi-Coms, Chinese communists, their internet censors, they're censoring pessimists. No pessimism in China, based. And Texas Hill Country, that camp, is going to be reopening next summer. After last summer, you know, the 4th of July, I had mentioned 27 girls drowned or died at that Camp Mystic place. What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 24th of September, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. Do try to make sure that you're sober, you know. All right, try to be sober. There is no try. But anyway, Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today, Wednesday, every Wednesday on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Okay, Manhood Hour. And ladies, you are welcome, as if you are a listener at all of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you are welcome to call in as well, ladies. Men helping women for Manhood Hour. Nice. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby, okay? So don't miss it. And then, of course, I would be remiss in my duty to make the proper announcement. Punchy TV live today, 2 p.m. Pacific time, allegedly. Believe it when I see it. So live 2 p.m. Pacific, that's 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Figure it out if you're in Mountain Time or if you're in Hawaii or Alaska or some other country. Figure it out. Punchy TV. Make sure you're subscribed and click that bell thing to turn on supposedly all notifications on YouTube. All right? We'll also be streaming in elsewhere, including punchy.tv/punchyTV. Okay? P-U-N-C-H-I-E. No Y in punchy. That's JLP's childhood nickname. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports President Donald J. Trump lambasted. Or is it lambasted? I don't know. Anyway, the UN, the evil United Nations, and countries around the world during a lengthy speech at the UN General Assembly Tuesday, yesterday. You may have caught part of it, I know I did, on American Anchor, baby. And man, it was so good. In largely off-script remarks, Trump criticized the evil UN over what he views as its ineffectiveness. Not just that, but destruction. He addressed the most pressing conflicts, the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, only in passing. Afterward, Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not to be confused with the American anchor baby. On the sidelines of the UNGA, General Assembly, I guess that's what that is, and shifted his tone about Russia's ongoing invasion. The president on social media said Ukraine is now in a position to fight and win back its original borders, escalating his rhetoric against Moscow, Russia, against base Putin. Is Putin based? I don't know. Trump also said NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they violate their airspace. Nice. Trump talking tough. Maybe he's going to end the war that way. We'll see. Scientists have warned for years that climate change is happening, and it is mainly caused by fossil fuel pollution. But in remarks Tuesday at the UN General Assembly, President Trump launched into a familiar tirade against the concept of global warming. Base boomers, President Trump, I love the boomers. The president called climate change the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, and he referred to the global warming hoax. Nice. He didn't precisely explain what he was calling the con job or the hoax, but global warming is a demonstrated fact, says Commie Nonsense. But their solutions are definitely globalist socialism, redistribution of America's wealth for self-destruction. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Manhood.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's Wednesday, and you can get involved. I can't believe it's Wednesday already, folks. Believe me, I can't believe it's Wednesday. I'm like, what the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. If you missed Bill Lockwood in the first 2 hours there, you missed it, but make sure you podcast it here. It was amazing. He is one of the smartest white men on the planet. But you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around attacking the ICE people or trying to attack Charlie Kirk supporters or just working out at the gym or having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you still can podcast the show and run whatever you do. You can listen live on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. Loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we are going to get to your super chats here in a minute. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question, a doozy. What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen? Have you ever wondered what would happen if I stopped thinking about me? Amazing question. And don't forget to like the videos. I've been told to remind you all to like the videos. So like them. What the? I didn't know to tell you that, so my bad. But like the videos, all right? It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday is Manhood Hour.
What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, nice. A man is a male return to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Protests have intensified this morning outside of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement processing facility in Chicago, Illinois. Homeland Security says 71 others, including 2 state senators and 9 state assembly members, were arrested outside a protest. Outside the protest.
Because when I saw the no votes, there were only 2 Caucasians. For the most part, the only people that voted no were people of color, because the rhetoric that Charlie Kirk continuously put out there was rhetoric that specifically targeted people of color.
On the crowd.
cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do.
It's not getting any better.
That's for sure. I had not seen that. The anchor baby must have done that today or last night or whatever. It was very good. Amazing. I had not seen it. Amazing, huh? Let me just say this, and then I'll move on. If you're not ready to truly take this journey back home to the Father, if you're not truly ready to overcome evil by forgiving your mothers and your fathers, dropping the anger, your resentment, don't, and then during the silent prayer, don't start it. Really. Just stay in your misery and get deeper in your misery and just be unhappy. Be lonely, be afraid, be jealous, be revengeful, be just suicidal, be stressed. Stay in it. Do not start this journey if you're not ready to see it all the way through. Because if you start it and then you stop, you go backwards into your doom. You go back into hell and you'll get deeper into it. It's worse than leaving it. It's like in the Bible, it talks about how you have one or two demons, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. And then you go back and then a whole bunch of demons get you. Do not do it, folks, if you're not ready to commit. Men and women, if you're not ready to get on that straight and narrow path and go all the way home to the Father, and you're willing to be distracted by someone else who wants to take you off the course because they got off the course, they got mad along the way, or something happened, they stopped, and then they go back and drag you back with them, or you start the silent prayer, and they're a little light, calm, and then you feel better, then you stop. I would recommend you not do that. Do what you want, but I recommend you either have a made up mind, I'm going all the way with this, or you leave it alone until you're ready to have a made up mind. I'm tired of being suffering. I'm tired of being in misery. I'm tired of all the stabbing I get in my imagination and emotions. I'm tired of worried about what people think about me or try to be like others or try to be this and try to be that. If you're not ready, don't do it. I cannot tell you, because we do counseling. I have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And you only need one, two sessions at best. Some people do follow-up. They just want follow-ups. And I cannot tell you the number of people that have started this journey of overcoming hell, overcoming evil with good. And they go and forgive. They do the silent prayer. And then they stop. And when they stop, all hell breaks loose for them. The hell that they walked away or is walking away from is worse than, is better than the hell that they go back into. So don't do the silent prayer. Don't even, just do your little crayon prayer, oh Lord, help me, or whatever the wordy prayer. Because you see, that don't bother you at all because you're one with evil. It's not, you're still with evil. But if you are not ready, don't be still and know God. Just pretend like you know him. Do your crying and do your praying to the Lord for this and that and see where it gets you. But don't do it if you're not ready. I was talking to someone yesterday, again, different person, and they had had counseling about 2 years ago, 3 years, I guess. And they were doing the silent prayer and they were doing fine. They were able to get up and get their own place, get a job, deal with life, and things were really, really fine. And then, they were doing the prayer, they were watching themselves, right? And then, Satan said to them, while they were doing the prayer, Why are you doing this? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And it scared them. They thought it was them. And it made them afraid. And they stopped doing this prayer because this thing inside of them was having a hissy fit. And they didn't know it was a darkness evil upset at the light. And they thought that they were telling themselves that themselves. And they stopped doing it. And the misery is worse than what they had walked away from. Either you're going to listen to this evil of your own mind, or you're not. The moment you make up in your mind, I'm going to stop listening to it. I'm not going to let you control my thoughts anymore, evil. I'm not going to just give over my imagination, my thoughts to you anymore, my mind to you. Because the devil ruled the mind. He controlled the mind and emotions. And it's not you. And so as long as you listen to that, you're just not going to be fine. But do what you want. But have a made-up mind that I'm going all the way with this no matter what. At least I'm suffering through overcoming evil rather than suffering by getting deeper into evil. And all thoughts and all emotions are evil. Human beings are evil. Amazing, huh? Did you hear about this guy that was defending, he was representing himself in court, and they found him guilty yesterday, and he tried to kill himself right there in court, according to the report. He tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. The Guardian is reporting that the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump has his Donald Trump on his West Palm Beach Gulf Coast has been found guilty by a jury in Fort Pierce, Florida. A guy by the name of Ryan Roth, who now faces up to a life in prison. And they said the guy tried to stab himself when they found him guilty. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, the explosive moment in court after Ryan Ruth was found guilty on all counts of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump on his Florida golf course. Ruth attempting to stab himself in the neck with a pen, shown in this courtroom sketch. Officers then swarming him and dragging him out of the room. A jury of 7 women and 5 men deliberating for just 2 hours. Ruth now facing up to life in prison on 5 federal charges. President Trump praising the verdict, saying justice was served.
I'm very appreciative of the justice that was given and the way it was handled by Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche.
Amazing, huh? How you gonna try to stab yourself in the courthouse? Don't you see people standing around? Don't they have, like, court police people standing around? What? Ruth presented himself and argued he was innocent. Watch this.
The fast-paced trial, just a year after the incident, lasting just 12 days. Ruth, representing himself, deciding not to take the stand, calling only 3 witnesses in his defense. In his closing arguments, the 59-year-old spoke about himself in the third person, telling the jury the prime opportunity was there for the defendant to shoot the president, and yet the trigger was never pulled, arguing he is innocent. This human being does not have the capability to harm another human being. But the prosecution said Ruth planned for weeks, making 17 trips to scope out Trump International in West Palm Beach, pointing to this note they say was handwritten by Ruth. Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you. Last September, a Secret Service agent spotting a rifle pointing out of the bushes. One agent opening fire. Ruth fleeing the scene.
Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. Individual in the bush with a gun.
Authorities later tracking Ruth down and arresting him on the side of the road.
David, sources tell us that pen Ruth used to stab himself is specially designed to prevent injuries. He'll be sentenced in December.
He didn't know it was designed that way. And he's going to represent himself in court on a serious issue like this? What the? You got to be out of your mind. What a mess. A spiritual battle. It ain't about color. It ain't about male or female. It's good versus evil. And the way that people are acting with the Charlie situation, mind-blowing to me too, but this is hell on earth, and human beings are evil. Even Christ said, an angry person / resentment, both the same thing, is an evil person. An angry person is an evil person. And do not trust an angry person. It didn't say whether it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your friends, you know, whatever. Don't trust anybody that's angry. New York Post has reported Autumn Perkins, who lived in Middletown, Ohio, visited a Starbucks location inside a Cougar. When she received her order, she was, is it Cougar or Kroger? Kroger. My bad. Kroger. And when she received her order, she was shocked to see that an employee had written racist favorite drink on the side of the cup. After speaking to the manager, Perkins learned that the employee admitted to write in the hate message. It was subsequently fired. Why is this? Oh, Nick got to read it.
That's her cup. That's the cup. And it reads right there, racist's fave drink.
And I didn't know fave meant favorite drink.
Yeah.
And that's
so they're calling her the racist and that this is her favorite drink.
And what? How is that racist, though?
I'm not sure. Maybe she's known.
Did Charlie Kirk like that kind of drink or something?
I don't.
Darren,
somehow
was that story
the
about?
Barista lady or person had decided this person, Autumn, was a racist. Something she did, said, or maybe something. Something.
Darren explained it to me this morning. I forgot. Oh. Uh-huh. There, it's telling me about you. You can see on the cup. That's Charlie Kirk go-to drink, according to my producer.
Oh.
Grande Mint Majesty Honey Blend.
We here. Can't hear you, hey.
Grande Mint Majesty Honey Blend. Grande is like a large or a medium, I guess. Honey Blend. And so Mint Majesty Honey Blend.
How you know it's Colin Kirk go-to drink, Derek? Oh, he mentioned it during his debates.
Mint Majesty.
That was his drink. And so, okay, so apparently, according to
Two Honey Blend,
Charlie Kirk somewhere mentioned that that was his favorite drink. So this person went and ordered it, and that's when the employee wrote, racist favorite drink. At work, you're not paid to be attacking people at work, folks. You're paid to do a job. You made a promise, if you hire me, I'll do this job for you. I'll work for 8 hours and sometime overtime and do the job for you. You're not there to do this to the company. What the?
So U.S. or Pensacola News Journal reports Starbucks is clarifying their policy after a barista, that's somebody who writes who makes your coffee, faces a backlash for not writing Charlie Kirk on the cup. So supporters of the late conservative influencer Charlie Kirk are ordering his favorite Starbucks
drink.
That's
a different story.
That's what this story is supposed to be about, supposedly, right? He just literally said that.
No, that's another one. Here's that story coming up right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm about to explain that to them, too. This is another Starbucks.
Okay.
Am I saying that right?
Pretty close. Yes.
Let me hear you say it.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
No. No, sorry. It's Starbucks.
You don't know either.
Yes, I do. I'm just... I like how you say it.
Oh, Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
This is from The Independent. In a now viral TikTok video, a woman claimed that Starbucks refused to write or say Charlie Kirk's name. Watch this from News 7 News.
You want two, honey? Two? Okay. Hi. Let me get a Grande Mint Majesty with two honeys.
Okay. Let me ring you up over here, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. What else today?
Oh, that's it.
Perfect. What was the name for the order? Or actually, what do you need a
name? The name is Charlie Kirk.
We can't do political names, but it didn't even ask for a name to begin with, so it's going to be $3.75, okay?
Oh, but can you write the name on the cup?
The sticker won't print.
Oh, you can't write on it?
I could, but I can write Charlie.
Why can't you write the whole name?
Because it's political.
Political?
Yes, yeah. Let me start your TV, okay?
Oh, it sounds so friendly. Okay?
And it's going to be $3.75 today.
You know what? Forget it. I don't want it.
Amazing. And then Starbucks has since released a statement. There is no restriction on customers using Charlie Kirk name in our order, on their order. And we are following up with our team. That's from September 16, 2025. That's what you were reading, right, Hake?
Yeah. So they can write, well, if you want me to read, yes. Starbucks clarified that although political slogans are not permitted on orders, names including Charlie Kirk are, and they're investigating claims of baristas writing critical messages on cups in response and found them to be unsubstantiated, they claim.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, sir?
That's silliness.
It's
all like woman stuff.
What's silliness about it?
It's silly that they're going into Starbucks and trying to get his favorite drink and say, put Charlie Kirk's name on it. And then she cancels the order because the girl doesn't want to write it.
Right.
It's dumb.
Do you think that person already knew that it would be a problem when she went in there and asked her to write Charlie Kirk's name? That's not her name. Do you think she knew that she did it? I mean, did she knew there would be a name? I don't know. You don't know the person that did that, but... Why was she going there and use Charlie's name? That's not her name.
Because they're pretending like they want to honor Charlie Kirk by doing this and spread awareness and stuff. But that's not spreading goodwill
right.
towards Charlie Kirk because they know that Starbucks is like a liberal establishment. They would write Black Lives Matter maybe and wear Black Lives Matter stuff. But they're not going to be... Per capita, they probably hate Charlie Kirk because they're brainwashed and don't know anything. And you're not... It's just woman ego battle.
Talk about hell on earth, huh?
Yeah. That didn't leave a good feeling for anybody involved. Not that it's about feelings, necessarily.
Derek said, this is a perfect representation of what women in our government are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like MTG-type stuff,
What's
Marjorie
that?
Greene.
Oh.
Because she's so nasty.
Who, Margaret?
Yeah, Marjorie Greene.
she's conservative.
Yeah, but she's nasty, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'll fight with these people, and it's not just making mess.
I heard a fight with a black woman one time.
Yeah, that was funny. With Jasmine Crockett. If you can see through your fake eyelashes. And then Jasmine Crockett went on some late night show after calling her a bad built, butch body person, something like that.
Well, it was nice to see a white person standing up to the black boy change.
Right.
She didn't do it right. They shouldn't be arguing like that and carrying on at work. But it was interesting to see it.
Yeah, for sure. I enjoyed that moment, but she doesn't belong there.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ross. You got to go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Ross.
I have a question that I would like you to answer if you can.
Okay.
When God went to Mary, the mother of Jesus, Why was it that he chose a woman to bear his child instead of the man Joseph that only tend the animals in the shelter?
Because men can't have babies.
I understand that, but why did he put his trust into the woman?
Because men can't have babies.
Well, if God didn't put his trust into the woman to bear the child.
I thought you asked me about a baby. What do you mean by you went to, you call this, some, are you asking about a different question now?
No, it's the same question.
What do you mean about his trust?
His son, when he brought his son to the earth.
What do you mean by his trust? I don't know what you mean by that.
Who would you give your son, would you give your seed to somebody you didn't trust to carry your life, your child?
I don't know what you mean by, tell me what you mean by he gave his trust.
His trust that Mary would do the job that he asked her to do.
But Mary didn't have to do a job. She just carried out. And Mary loved God.
I understand that.
So then why would he give it to a woman that loved him? Mary was innocent. So why? What do you mean by why he would give it to someone? I don't know. This thing about I trust, I can't even respond to that because it doesn't make sense.
It makes sense because God loved Mary and because he trusted her. When a man finds his wife and he loves her and he trusts her, then he can give his seed to her to carry the child.
Ross, you're not making any sense at all, so I don't know what you're saying. When you said, why did God give Mary?
Ross,
call me back when you're clear with your question. It's not clear, so I can't respond because you went from one thing to another one, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, thank you.
All right, and I wanted to understand, but it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Wesley is a first-time caller out of Virginia. Wesley, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Wesley.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Wesley.
I was calling to say that I listened to you. And I listen to Charlie and people like that. I like to listen to Billy Graham and all them. And I want to make a difference like you guys, too. And I was wondering, how would a young man go about making a difference in the world like that?
That's a good question. The best way to make a difference is to not think about making one or don't even want to make one. Don't want to make a difference. Your desire is to return to the Father. And the Father will use you in his way, whatever that is. But if you want to make a difference, then you cannot return to God because you're making that thing your God. You're not supposed to want for anything.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
And what did you say to her?
Me and my mom, we've always been close. There's never really been any animosity, you know. We love each other, and we love the Lord. We try to serve the Lord.
And so I asked you, had you gone and forgiven her? You said yes.
Yes.
And so if you said there's nothing to forgive her for, how did you go to forgive her then?
But not necessarily there's nothing to forgive her for, but we spoke about the dark times that we've been through together, and we've come to each other's, my understanding of her perspective of that time.
Did you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yes, sir.
And did you tell her that?
Yes, sir.
What did you say to her?
She did the best she could.
Hold on, Wesley. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. Oh, yeah. Treasure Chest is open on D-Live and Flash Off on Pure.net.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on Pules.net. Right there.
Open and closed on DLive. You missed your chance if you missed it.
Oh.
It doesn't stay open forever. On Pilled, you can get your you can still get your scratch offs. Pilled.net/JC Lee Peterson.
Amazing.
Indeed.
The Hake Report is coming up. That was Hake. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show here at 9 a.m., top of this hour. And after that, the American Anchor Baby is coming up right after the HakeReport.com. And on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of The Fallen State. Amazing conversation with Kyla Turner. And Kyla is a political commentator, social media influencer, and the host of Not So Erudite. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Women are so emotional and illogical, they can't make the right choice.
If women can't choose, then they can't sin.
Satan is the woman's God, and evil comes through the woman.
Don't think that that's a Christian belief, no.
And why not?
I would say that that's heretical. I don't think anyone theologically agrees with you.
See, this is why women shouldn't be voted. They're too emotional.
What's emotional about this?
You're not making logical decisions.
Well, I think I'm being more logical than you right now, right?
What the... Amazing. It was fun. I enjoyed talking to her. The Fallen State, you can support it by becoming a member of there. Support The Fallen State or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? What do I want to do? Oh, I want to go back to Wesley out of Virginia, first-time caller. Wesley, did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell her?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 19, sir.
Oh, okay. And what did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
That I know, I understand that though she was indirectly hurting me through her actions, she always tried to do the best, and I understand that.
Right on. And what did she say when you forgave her?
She told me she's always thought she was doing what was best for me, and she could never see that it was hurting me. But once she forgave her father and mother and got her life together, that's when we could work on repairing our relationship.
Right on. And then did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell him?
Yes, sir.
And what did you say to your father?
Pretty much the same thing, you know. They're divorced, so he's never. I went back and forth. So when I was with him, it was kind of like just being with him, and with her, it was like just having her.
Yeah.
They've never, that aspect has never really crossed paths much, you know.
And what did your father say when you forgave him?
You know that he's always also done the best for me, and he never wanted to cut me out of time with my mom, even though it wasn't the best living situation over there, you know?
Okay. It wasn't the best with your mother or your father?
With my mother.
It wasn't the best living time. So now that you're 19, are you still living with your mother or are you on your own?
No, sir. I'm in the military.
Oh, you're in the military?
Yes, sir.
That's good. So are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir. What is the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. S-I-L-E-N-T. Silent prayer. Start doing that. And then you eventually would just let go and you would let God completely take over your life. And his will be done through you. It'll be amazing.
Yes, sir.
So give it a try. Let me know what you think.
Yes, sir. And before you let me go, can you just say beta for me one time?
Don't be a beta. A beta. Amazing.
Thank
you. I wish you well in the military, man. Do the silent prayer. And don't want for anything, and let God's will be done for you, through you, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let's do some super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Marilyn, yesterday... I promised to reread it. Ex-Marilyn.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, is it safe to say anger is not an emotion, but rather it's a state of being, just like love? One is either of anger or of love.
Well, it is an emotion, but it's a evil, false emotion, and it's of their father, the devil, it's not for them. So I don't know. I don't quite understand the question.
Well, she elaborates, this idea that anger is a fleeting emotion seems like a trap. Because they're like, I'm not feeling angry right now.
But, oh, I see. It's not a fleeting emotion. It is an evil emotion. And just because somebody is not acting out anger, that doesn't mean they're not angry. And they're just, it's still there inside of them. So, I guess it is like a state of being because you're living in darkness. You're in evil. All angry people, no matter if it's a little bit, tiny bit of anger, all angry people are evil people. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin yesterday, tell Seesaw the Bible is itch noise that itches the soul of any insecure who uses it to control others. That preaching is of the devil who is insecurity. Says Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. I don't quite understand that, but thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. Thank you.
A very generous 10 coffees from Anonymous. Have you heard of this? And he shares a tip.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll check it out.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Top contributors yesterday included the Chinese Virus 19 or something or other, Games for Rec Wolf 336. Thanks, as always, D Live supporters, your crew. And
thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
And Heat, biblical question answer, buying a coffee.
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
The Father's love and presence would be magnified on earth.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
He also shares hashtag John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Bowing gal of color emoji.
That's amazing. He must increase what?
But I must decrease.
That's amazing. Thank you.
And yet another coffee from N. Heat. 2 Timothy 3:2-5. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. And on and on and on and on and on it goes. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away.
Thank you. Keep it piffy. I appreciate it, but keep it piffy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir or ma'am. Yeah. Derek on X, you will never see this, but I think you are one of the smartest and funniest people I have watched. Bring back the truth, and everyone needs people like you.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Muhammad, Muslim Iraqi, shares a quote from some rapper from back in the 90s, and they say, "It's the white man I should fear, but it's my own kind doing all the killing here," he says.
That's for sure.
Indeed.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Jimmy says, "I love you with all my heart, Jesse. Thank you always. You helped me turn my life around. God bless you." Over on Telegram, JLP Talk on Telegram.
Thank you, Jimmy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Five coffees from someone. How do you overcome anger that you are unaware is within you?
Well, by keeping an eye on what's happening inside of you, meaning stay aware of that. And if that spirit should pop up, you will see it. And then just watch it and do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Just be aware. And the awareness will destroy the darkness. Amazing. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus. Ask and it shall be given to
you. Ask.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thanks.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron. Jesse, I love you and your little show so much. You have me cracking up. I use Jesseisms in my day-to-day life. Speaking of, did you hear Kamala Harris didn't want Pete Buttigieg to be her VP because he's not morally straight?
Yeah, I heard that. I was watching Jesse Waters last night, and he was talking about Kamala Harris didn't want Pete Buttigieg to run as president, vice president with her because he was too gay or something.
Yeah, America wasn't ready for a so-called black woman and a gay guy. The American people. It was too much to ask.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brooke, coffee emojis on YouTube.
Thank you, Brooks.
Matt, 1776. Jesse, is the Old Testament as good as to read as the New Testament? He asks on pilled.net.
I mean, if you want to understand why Christ came, then yes, it's fine. But yeah, so yeah. And then you're going to the New Testament, you have a clearer understanding of the new reality. It's done, it's over, it's completed, and the kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and everything is fine. Amazing. Thank you. But you can read it.
And thank you, Mike Young, for your question for Bill Lockwood on Trump's UN speech.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Amazing.
Blunt wit, you Americans are good, real good, the best. Strong arm, American flag, smiley, music, roll credits.
You're the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone. You're the best. Amazing. Thank you.
On punchy.tv, Jim in Alaska, I believe the only reason some America families need two incomes because they live outside their means and live on credit and never own anything.
Absolutely. And so these people who are supporting women in leadership role, they're doing it because they hate men. Whether they're a Christian or not, they hate men, and they don't want men. And it's not them that's hating the men. It's the spirit of evil that hate the men, because the men, whether they're beta or alpha, they represent God. It's just a weak beta. And the spirit of the woman, which is of evil and not her own, hate the man, period. Amazing. Thank you.
Bond JLP on Cash App. Anthony says, Manhood Hour, Wednesday on the JLP show. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for your support.
Nazulium, if you don't love speakerphone callers, you love none.
That's right. It's just that on the speakerphone or Bluetooth, it doesn't go across good on radio. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. All thoughts are lies all the time about anything. Long as you believe them, you're worshiping the devil. You and the devil are one.
100% for sure. Thank you.
Tomer says, Jesse, it's obvious you should offer Bill Lockwood a spot on your network. Just a suggestion.
Hey, Tomer, we thought about my producer and I was talking about that a few minutes ago. Tomer, how you doing? Tomer's back overseas somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to school over there or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. Tell me you cough them out. I hope things are going well for you. Oh, amazing. Thank you. Good suggestion for Bill.
Ang Ban art, people of color, quote unquote, is a nonsense propaganda term. Brown is not colorful. They're darker, not more colorful. People of darkness. White people have yellow hair, blue eyes. They are people of color. Enough of this dishonest pro-Brown language corruption.
I know. Black and brown. Black and brown. Black people always include other colors with them except for white people because they try to build an army against white people. Black and brown. Black and brown. Black and brown. What the? And the brown people don't even like the black people.
Mew is a cute dog. I am Canadian. Can I still come to the Bond at church?
Yes. Amazing. RebuildOfTheMan.com/church. Or if you're in town, come on down. It's for everybody.
Mew asks, Jesse, do you want to go fishing today?
Huh?
Do you want to go fishing today? Asks Mio is a cute dog.
Thank you.
Greg,
I used to love fishing all the time, but since living in California, when I first got here, I would go fishing a lot, but I haven't done it in a while now. Thank you.
Gregatron, give this to Bill Lockwood, please, and thank you, and thanks. American flags, thumbs ups, American hearts, strong arms.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. How did you get to support Bill?
Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Amazing. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, 10 coffees. Very generous. BQA.
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
I would live in real reality and not be stuck in thinking about a false idea of myself. Best show this side of heaven. Love y'all. Tan fist punching and salute and 100.
Amazing. Thank you.
Instapower. Jesse, I believe the universe in the universe and source. I guess you can call that God? I might be an ancient astronaut theorist. Thoughts on that? Much love from Sweden, says Instapower.
That person would believe in the universe?
Yeah, and
source.
How you
know that mean? How you going to believe in the universe?
He guesses he can call that God, question mark. He might be an ancient astronaut theorist. Thoughts? Much love from Sweden. I think you shared your thought in the form of a question.
Yeah. I appreciate your support, but I don't know what you mean by that. How you believe in the universe? I just don't know what it means, and I don't know what you mean about it. So you can either call me, 888-7753-773, or make it clear on your super chat. Thank you, though. I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
y'all. I really got to move on.
We did a good chunk.
Sure did. Let me go to Roth out of Oregon. Roth, you are on the air.
I love you, Jesse. Not all mothers are bad. Some are pure.
I'm sorry?
Not all mothers are bad. Some are pure, right?
When did that happen? You met a pure mother?
My mother is 78 years old, has been married to my father for 54 years. And if it wasn't for them, who knows where I would be.
And why do you call her pure?
It's hard to explain. Do I call my father my father?
No. Do you call your mother pure?
Absolutely.
And why do you think your mother is pure?
She told me what was true, what was right at the right time.
But how can
she help me grow up? She helped me grow up and realize, don't be a bitch. Don't be a pussy. Just be yourself.
Don't use the kind of words on the air right now, okay?
Apologize.
All right. And so have you forgiven her for... imposing her will on you?
I do and I don't.
Did you forgive her for it?
Absolutely.
You told her?
But what I haven't told her is I need her to forgive me as well.
But you don't need her to forgive you. Have you gone to her and forgiven her for imposing her will on you?
It was my father.
I'm going to get to your father in a minute here. Have you gone to your mother and forgiven her for imposing her will on you?
Yes.
You told her?
Not yet.
So then why do you say yes, you've gone to her and you have not told her?
Because we have a closer relationship than I have with my father.
Why didn't you go to your mother and forgive her for doing that to you?
I think my mother was one of the most important people I had 35 years ago.
Why haven't you forgiven her for imposing her will on you?
Because the system was different. She taught special ed students. We were all supposed to be freedom, the world. We are just young children growing up in the democratic society of public education.
Let me ask you this because of time. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I don't. I'm really lucky.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Jesus is the most important thing in my life.
Wrong.
And I don't think I can hold anyone susceptible.
Roth, have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
If it wasn't for them both, I wouldn't be myself. They've been together for 54 years. They've been together for 54 years. And
have you
still
been
together?
Do you drink? Are you high?
Yes, I do.
Have you been drinking this morning?
Yes.
Why are you drinking so early in the morning?
Because I just got off work.
Are you unhappy?
I am unbelievably happy, and I have amazing friends that I've known forever.
So why are you drinking so early in the morning?
I love you, Jesse.
I know. And why are you drinking so early in the morning?
I want you to realize there is some good parents out there still.
Roth, why are you drinking so early in the morning?
I could have been in so much trouble my entire life, and I've stayed out of it.
If first of all, there's no such thing as good parents, but if you don't want to tell me, I totally understand. You don't want to tell me why.
Yeah, because I haven't found God yet. I haven't found God yet. I'm working on it. I'm working on Matthew 7:34, and I'm getting there.
But you're not going to find God until you forgive your mother and father.
I understand that.
So why don't you go and forgive them?
I have forgiven them.
But you haven't told them that.
That is unbelievably true.
So how will you forgive them if you don't tell them?
I think I have to thank them first.
No, you don't have nothing to thank them for. You need to forgive them. They did their best. But you got to forgive them if you want to find God.
I fully understand that.
Because I'm trying.
But they left the doors open. They never told me not to go to church. They never told me not to go to the...
Well, it's not about going to church at all. It's about forgiveness so you can enter into the kingdom of heaven inside of yourself.
We are all one.
All right. Roth, I got to run because of... I hung up on the wrong... Oh, no, I didn't. I love you too, buddy. But you got to forgive. Let me go quickly to Fernando, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Fernando, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I just wanted to ask. I'm having some pretty rough times with my child's mother. In the court systems, my family attorneys are all against me. They're not helping me out, and I'm pretty much losing at every turn here, and that's costing me a lot of money. And you know, just it's a big debacle. But pretty much, I don't have a support system, and I don't really know what to do.
Why don't you drop it and walk away and work on yourself?
What do you mean, drop it?
Don't fight for the kid. Don't pay those stupid lawyer money. All they're doing is taking your money. Why don't you just work on yourself and let God work out your situation? The truth will work for you if you give up. Why are you spending your time and money in court?
Well, Jesse, I can't just drop it and walk away.
Why not?
I have a kid that I need to fight for.
No, you don't. There's no rule. God does not require you to fight for it. He said, don't cut the baby in half. Let them have the baby. You seek the kingdom of God and his will be done for you. He'll fight for you. And because you love the baby more you love God, you're suffering.
I don't really know. I mean, I have a daughter and am I just supposed to walk away from my daughter?
In court, the one that you're fighting about?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And that the father added unto you, he'll take care of that. Because your ego is fighting with other people's egos, so you have two devils fighting, and both devils pretend that they love, but if you love, you will let her go.
I don't know. Well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if I'm ready to just, I don't know if I can just walk away.
Well, then suffer then, because you've made that your God.
So I'm supposed to just walk away and,
yes,
and find.
You should only love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else. And that's why you're suffering right now, because you made your child your God. And the devil that you're fighting is taking all your money, all your life, and you're still not going to end up with your daughter.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that, because I'm not right now. I supervise visits. You know, it's all just they're dragging me through the mud.
So why don't you let go then? And why don't you let go and work on overcoming your fallen state, and let the spirit of truth fight your battle for you?
Well, can I ask you this, Jesse? So if I do that, do I drop everybody else, all my so-called friends and family members that are telling me to just suck it up and pay the court and pay the family attorney?
Drop them. They're lost people leading you right into hell with them.
One of them is my mom.
That's the first one you need to drop. Stop listening to your mother. Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
Well, okay, so Jesse, if I do that...
Can you call me back on this tomorrow? I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Yes, sir.
Because
I can do that.
I'm about to run out. They're going to cut us off. Call me back on this tomorrow, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show, The Hake Report. Up next, guys, thehakereport.com.